WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky at 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 91, winds south at 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa State Patrol reports two people died, another was injured during a crash Friday morning north of Messina. The accident happened just before 10:30 a.m. on Highway 148 or 750th Street. Authorities say a 2013 Fiat 500 driven by 69-year-old Juliana Krauth of Messina and a 2012 VW Jetta driven by a minor under the age of 18 from Messina were both northbound on Highway 148 just south of Oxford Road when, for reasons unknown, the VW struck the Fiat in the rear, causing the Fiat to leave the road to the right. It rolled over and came to rest on the driver's side within a creek. The VW went off the road and to the left through a ditch before coming to rest on a fence. The driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Cumberland Rescue for treatment of minor injuries. Juliana Krauth and her passenger, 74-year-old David Krauth, also of Messina, died at the scene. Both were wearing their seatbelts. The accident remains under investigation. The Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation late Friday said an autopsy had been conducted on a body that was found July 1st in rural southeastern Adair County. The cause and manner of death for the adult male found near the intersection of 320th and York Streets are pending further investigation by the Office of the State Medical Examiner. Additionally, the identity of the man was pending further investigation by the DCI Criminalistics Lab and notification of family members. DCI and the Adair County Sheriff's Office continue their investigation into the suspicious death. Anyone with information as to the identity of the man or circumstances surrounding his death are asked to call Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater at 712-743-2148. A fire at a regional water facility north of Avoca has disabled their capacity to pump water to some of their towers that supply areas of Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Harrison counties. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Coordinator Doug Reed late Friday night reported the Regional Water Rural Water Association had announced on their website that affected customers would very likely lose all water service entirely. Reed said also the Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Harrison County Emergency Management Agencies have implemented emergency drinking water distribution plans for those who do lose water service and are unable to obtain drinking water. IV, he said, has donated over 100,000 bottles of water to the region that will be shipped out. Those customers impacted have regional water customer account codes that begin with the following letters: A, C, C, O, W, T, K, or P. Pottawatomie County residents with those customer account codes who have no access to drinking water should go to the Pott County EMA website, the link to which is in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, to register their need. The register will allow you to contact for your contact information, address, customer code prefix I mentioned a moment ago, and how many people are in your household. That information will help officials validate the needs and estimate water quantities. Impacted residents in Shelby or Harrison counties can contact their county emergency management agency on how to obtain drinking water in their area. A reminder, a boil order advisory remains in effect until further notice for impacted customers. The ability to use fireworks in Iowa is controlled by local jurisdictions and varies widely, but the concern about safely handling them is the same anywhere you go. On May the 5th, the Atlantic City Council said Friday, July 2nd, Saturday, July 3rd, and Sunday, July 4th from noon until 11 p.m. each day as the dates and times for fireworks celebrations in advance of and on Independence Day. And Lieutenant Nick Hutchinson of the Johnston-Grimes Fire Department says you can avoid problems overall by taking some time before lighting things up.
Follow the directions on them. Stay a safe distance back if you are going to use them, and be careful.
Hutchinson said you shouldn't leave your kids alone with sparklers or anything else.
If you are going to use fireworks, have an adult, you know, being the one that's lighting them off and not kids.
The safety concerns continue after the fireworks are used, he said.
Be cautious of disposal of them. That's probably our biggest issue that we have as the fire department is putting hot fireworks into a garbage can, and then the garbage can catches fire, which catches, you know, the garage on fire, the house on fire, that kind of thing.
Sparklers are considered to be safer than things that shoot off and go boom, but Hutchinson says they can be dangerous because they get very hot, and they stay that way after the sparkle goes away.
A lot of times we tell people just make a pile, cool them off with some water, and then after they've cooled off for a while, then you can throw them in the trash can, and you'd be okay.
Hutchinson says you should check with your local government to find the times when fireworks are legal to use. Well, the Exira 4th of July celebration continues through July 5th, actually. The parade is on July the 5th. That's Monday at 10:30 a.m. Today's activities included 7:45, the 40th annual fun run, 5K and 10K at the Exira City Park at 7:30. From 7:30 to 10, I should say, there's the pancake and sausage feed at the old fire station. At 9 o'clock this morning, there's the co-ed softball tournament. This afternoon, 1 o'clock, Ozark Amusements and food vendors will be available in the town. At 7 this evening, there's the Grand River Rodeo at the Kickapoo Park. And from 8 p.m. to midnight in Exira, they have the street dance featuring Suede. And that'll be outside of TJ's Poorhouse. There's a $10 cover in the event of rain, which it doesn't look like it'll do. The event will be held at the Exira Event Center. Now on Sunday from 10:30 a.m., there's an ecumenical church service at the Exira City Park. At 1:30 p.m., the Grand River Rodeo. At 2 o'clock, the Alumni Coffee at the Exira EHK Elementary Building. And again, Ozark Amusements will open things up at 4 o'clock. There at 5 o'clock, there's a community barbecue on Sunday until that's sold out. From 5 until 9, there's a community beer garden and free entertainment in the city park featuring Robert Deitch from Nashville. And, of course, at dusk, there's fireworks at the Spartan football field. You can read more about the activities at the Exira 4th of July weekend celebrations on our Daily Diary page at KJAN.com. And Fontenelle's 4th of July celebration will be held today and tomorrow. Today's activities include at 7 a.m. currently, the Messina Lions Club breakfast on Main Street in Messina. At 8, there will be the tractor ride starting on Main Street. At 9:30, the parade lineup begins. At 11 o'clock, it's a parade. 12 o'clock, we'll have the lunch wagon open up, and the fireman's lunch at the Fontenelle Fire and Beer Garden will be at Wreckers and Checkers, or Checkers it is, and face painting, kids games, and bounce houses. Also from 12:30 to 2:30, there's Ag Adventures at the Slab. 12:30 to 2, Blind Dog Buckle on the stage. 1 until 4 today, there's bingo. 1 p.m., a frog hopping contest on the east side of Fontenelle. And at 1:30, bags tournament registration at Wreckers or Checkers. Then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, there's a tug of war on the northeast corner, the Greenfield, with a Greenfield Fire. At 3 o'clock, ice cream eating contest. Also from 3 until 5, Seamus Brown will be on the stage in Fontenelle. 3:30 p.m., there's a hot dog eating contest, and 5 p.m., supper for a free will donation. And from 5:30 to 9, it's Dustin Farrow and Relics. You can read the rest of the schedule also on our Daily Diary page at KJAN.com. That is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.